Jesus, Jesus, for I prepare you, saith the Spirit of grace, in an hour that you think not. I prepare you in a time and a season that does not seem convenient. I come again and again because of the outcry of this place and because of the foundation and because of everything that has been lifted up through my grace, that which I have supplied year after year. I come again to supply the grace, the line on line and the precept on precept to teach you and to bring you closer to that place that you have called on me for and that you have brought forth supplication and prayers and giving of thanks in many different ways. I come again to speak to you. I desire to prepare you for revival. I desire to prepare you for the outpouring. I desire to place inside of you the image, the imagination, the understanding, and everything that will come before and during, and everything that will take you into the very last of the last, saith the Spirit of God. Receive of these things, walk in these things, know this, that I come again with purging. I come again to cut back. And even when you think there's nothing left to cut back, I come again and again and again. And when I am done, understand this, that no chastening for the moment seemeth good, but afterwards it brings forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness and joy in my spirit. So yield in these days and yield in these hours to the word of the Lord and to the wisdom of God and to the purgings and the comings of my spirit dealing with you in this place and in the days that you will hear these words spoken over these next few days. Listen, but not only in this place, but in your bedrooms, in your cars, in your kitchens, in your bathrooms. Listen to me, for I come again as a comforter. I come again as a voice. I come again saying, come away with me. Come away with me. Lay everything aside and come away with me, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Would you just lift your hands? Father, we just worship you.